Joy 94.9.
Generation Next Joycast.
Hey guys, you're listening to Gen Next on Joy 94.9.
A massive fun-filled show this evening here with Miller and Kyle.
Oh wow, it's going to be crazy.
Out of control.
We're off the hook.
More than you've ever heard before in your life, I think.
Man, yeah.
Tonight we are talking about your favourite Facebook groups. You can SMS email our favourite Facebook groups that you might like. That you see out there.
And we'll be chatting about different types of relationships as well.
As well, a skin condition that you mightn't even know that you have.
And plenty more on this lovely sunny Australia day.
There is plenty more to come here on Generation Next, so stick around, we'll be right back very soon. Generation Next here on Joy 94.9. As we said, a massive show tonight. Miller and Kyle here with you talking about your favourite Facebook groups.
Oh, I have many Facebook groups that I favour, yes.
Well, I've come to the conclusion that I must just sit at home and add every single Facebook group that gets invited to me.
I know, I'm sort of similar to that too. I do that as well, but I think, might as well, just more people. It's like, might as well, just up my numbers,
exactly.
You know, whatever.
And I went through my whole group tonight, and there's 237 groups.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, on my Facebook, and I don't know if I believe that many of them.
I don't think I've got that many, but
no.
A few.
What are some of them that you've seen?
I've seen it is not necessary to update your status every minute while you're out, which I like, because it's sort of like it runs with like Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah, well, this is the worst thing about having an iPhone, is that I'm checking my iPhone all the time.
Yeah, that too, yeah.
All the time. And I've got friends who go out and just will be in mid-conversation like, oh my God, my friend's Facebook status was... I think, well, come on, get a life. We're out now. We're socializing.
Yeah, I always check my emails as well. Like, I check to see what you know, if someone sent me an invite or if someone sent me a friend request or whatever. And, you can have it on the... Hotmail and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I'm always looking at my... And it's awful. It's like a bad drug that just shouldn't be
there.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Addicted.
You're tanned. You're not tanned. You're effing orange. I like that one.
Love it.
Mm, that's nice.
There's so many photos on Facebook of people who think they're tanned when they go out, when really the photos just show that they are purely orange. And I think it's awful. I mean, I feel so sad for them.
Yeah, a few of them. It's a bit tragic, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a bit sort of like, just stay with your natural colour.
Exactly.
If you're Caucasian.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're white, stay white, not sort of... You know,
not in between.
Yeah, not sort of, fire red orange.
Yeah.
Try to sort of stay in like the natural sort of skin range. I also like every time I hear Matt Damon's name, I have to repeat it like a retard.
Now, I was talking to one of the guys here at Joy. I was talking to one of the guys here at Joy before, and he didn't understand what that was all about.
Yeah, it's Team America,
right? Team America.
Yeah.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Yeah. Love it.
Love it. It's very good. I love that movie.
Some of them are so sort of like, things that you wouldn't even think about, but someone's made a Facebook group for them.
Like, yeah, like I was doing homework and then ended up on Facebook.
Yeah.
I do that
and
a lot too.
So true.
That's so true.
So true.
It's just there. I'll just go and have a quick look.
Yeah.
And then, no, I'll get back to my homework. I'll have a quick look. And then it's like 2 hours later. Well, snap.
Oh, damn. Well, if you have your favourite Facebook group, or maybe you've seen someone, maybe you've even created some Facebook groups, you can SMS us in the studio, 0427-JOY-949. You can phone us in the studio, Andrew's outside, 1300-JOY-949, or email us onair@joy.org.au. Let us know what your favourite ones are.
Because we love communication, and we have massive media communication. And you know what? If you have phones, if the internet, if you even carry a lunchbox, call in, email in, whatever is your forte, just come on and bombard us with questions.
There's a watch now they're bringing out that's like $2,500.
Oh, yeah.
That you can...
It's not much.
It's a phone. It's a phone watch.
Right.
Which I always thought was, that's never going to happen. It's happened. We have phone watches now.
It's happened. Wow.
Yeah. It's like it got a tiny little screen. So if you've got a phone watch, make sure you SMS us on 0427-JOY-949. We'll be right back right after this song.
Hey guys, you're listening to Gen Next, and that perfect piece of pop was by Simon Curtis, and it's called Diablo. And you can follow him on Twitter, and if you go into Simon Curtis / Twitter or whatever it is, and you follow him, he's going to release his debut album when he reaches 8,000 followers. So please go and follow him. I need this. Use the pop messiah. I need this.
You're a big fan of Simon Curtis.
My several gods. I am so big of a fan. I was one of his first fans. I've seen him rise and I'm like, oh my God.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to have
and
a
hobby. And we talk a bit too. So yeah. I actually talk to him like, oh my God, you're real.
So it's a name to look out for, Simon Curtis.
Oh, definitely. Like this year or next year, I swear he's going to get like Lord Gaga big.
Bigger than Britney.
No,
that could be a new term.
I don't think so, but I think
biggest thing since sliced bread.
Maybe as big as Lady Gaga.
Wow.
Like the male equivalent.
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, so am I.
Now, if you're noticing a different voice than usual, this is Mila Mercer. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Delayed response.
Mila's a new member of Generation Next, and it's the first show on tonight. So I thought I'd put you under the pump a little bit.
Yeah.
And test your carnal responses.
Oh, sweet God. Okay.
Apple juice or orange juice?
Mango.
Okay. What was your favourite childhood television program?
Widget the World Watcher.
Widget? I've never heard of that.
Have you? He's like purple and he's got this like floating brain that's friends with him and he has like, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it comes from like outer space. I was like, oh my God, I still want to find that.
I wasn't a good fan of Widget the World Watcher when I was young. You must be older.
It's the only thing I...
Or younger. Are you younger than me?
I think so.
I might cry. If you could be any animal, what would you be?
Gosh, I don't know. Snake. A bird.
Well, there's like, okay, well, there's lots of different sorts of birds.
Not a snake, because I'm a conniving bitch.
Yes, okay.
And then maybe a bird, because I want to fly away and not live this life.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Were you a collector of anything? Or are you a collector of anything?
Sunglasses. Even though I can't wear them because I wear glasses, so it sort of defeats the point. But anyways, I do it anyway.
Yeah.
So.
If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Oh my gosh. What's it called? Like seeing into the future?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what that's called either, but I know
what
you're talking
about.
I think
it's called premonition or something.
Premonition. Yeah. What do you usually think about right before you're falling asleep? And keep it clean, please.
Oh no, I think about how long is it going to take me to get to sleep usually. Yeah.
Counting sheep?
No, I don't count. I just sort of think to myself, am I going to sleep tonight? I hope so.
I certainly hope so. Ah, dear. Have you ever been addicted to a video or computer game?
What was it called? Oh, Zelda?
Zelda
once. Yeah. But that, very rarely.
If you're given $1 million, what do you spend it on?
Oh, my gosh. I'd use most of it, I guess, this is going to sound really corny, but I'd use most of it for, like, charities in Australia.
Yep.
Because I want to help Australian. And then the rest probably on just material things like, you know, fashion and
yep.
just stuff to make, like paints and stuff.
Yeah.
Recording equipment.
I would buy a big black four-wheel drive.
Oh, yeah, and a car.
Lots of petrol.
Good idea, a car.
Really probably. Expensive. $1 million four-wheel drive. Mm. Do you have any celebrity crushes?
Do I? Jesus. Got a huge list that goes around the corner a few blocks.
You're number one.
Oh, Gaspar Ulliard.
Who?
He's like this... Do you know, have you seen The Very Long Engagement?
No.
Oh, okay. Have you seen Hannibal Rising?
Yes.
You know the guy that
yes.
plays Hannibal?
Yeah.
That's him.
Cool.
He's a French actor.
So. The number one... Name one regret that you have.
Not leaving home sooner.
Okay. What's one thing you miss about being a kid?
Just playing on the streets and having fun, you know, like with my mates. And yep. it was all sort of really easy and there was no sort of social
yep.
crap.
Barriers.
Yeah.
Yep.
All that.
Your final question for this evening.
Oh,
I put
gosh.
You under the pump and I know it's been killing you. If you could get a tattoo of anything or anywhere, what would it be and where would it go?
Oh my God, that's so hard of a question because I want so many tattoos. Mm-hmm. But the first one I will get when I do get enough money to get inked.
Yeah.
I'm going to get R-O-T on my right wrist, like underneath,
yes.
on the underneath my arm, on my arm. And that's for my siblings, Rainier, Ocean and Twiggy.
Oh, cool.
So I'm going to... It's not rot. I don't want to rot.
No.
Although I probably might when I'm dead.
Maybe when you're older, you can go...
Yeah. It's like, damn, you rot. But no, it's my siblings.
Very
and
good.
And then a few other ones.
I want to get the Batman, like the Dark Knight symbol.
Oh, yeah.
On my thing.
I want to get like the fifth element, you know, the fifth
yep.
element sign on
yep.
this one because I really love... I love Mila Jovovich because we've got the same name.
Thing. Exactly.
Same
right.
name.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Well, this is Mila Mercer and welcome to the Generation Next
Thank
team.
You.
Over the next few weeks, you'll be hearing a few new voices from different people from Generation Next.
I hope you like my voice because if you don't, put earplugs in, I guess.
I'm going to need... Or, yeah. Well, this is the wonderful thing with radio. If you don't like it...
Suck. Too bad.
Keep listening, please. Gabriella, chill me right now. I'm on a mission. I love this song. Generation Next here on Joy 94.9, a massive jam-packed show. We're talking about your favourite Facebook groups tonight.
Yeah, oh, are we? Oh, we are.
Thank God we are, because that's what I'm talking about.
Thank God, hey. Oh, yeah.
If you have your favourite Facebook group, you can always SMS us in the studio right now. We're sitting here staring at the screen, nothing to do. Oh, wait, we're on radio. Yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah. 0427.
And also, we're enjoying the lovely thunderclaps of fireworks outside.
There's fireworks, the Australia Day fireworks. Must be coming down from the Yarra, I think.
I am scared out of my shorts.
Well, we didn't know if the building was falling down next to us or something, but it's fireworks. I saw them in the mirror. 0427, Joy 949. Email onair@joy.org.au or call in the studio. Andrew's outside on the desk waiting for your calls. 1-300-JOY-949. First of all, though, we're going to be talking about open relationships. Now, Brangelina, it's been all over the news. It was the second story on the news the other night, which I just felt like turning the television off about. But apparently, they're going to break up or they're in the process of breaking up.
Oh,
gasp.
Oh, stop it.
I know. Oh. So, it's come out yesterday that Ange wants to have an open relationship.
Ange, we're such good friends. Me and Ange.
Me and Ange. She called me and told me.
Angie Pangy.
Angie. she wants to have an open relationship.
So, Angie Pangy wants to have Hanky Panky.
She does. Oh, that's true. I see. And Brad wants me.
Oh, my God. I hate you.
No, I know. No, but why would you want to have an open relationship when you have Brad Pitt, who's all yours? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. No. I don't think you would. I think that would sort of make you very not celibate, very, what's it called? When you're like, what's it called?
She's a polygamist, obviously.
Monoamorous? No, it's not that.
Well, anyway, we'll move on. Like, think about it.
It'd make you want to have a relationship just with him, no one else.
Just with him, yeah, yes. Exactly. Yeah.
Monogamous, that's it, monogamous.
Monogamous, that's what we're looking for. We've got there finally. It took 2 hours and we're here finally.
Yeah.
What do you think about open relationships?
Well, I mean, I'm slightly biased because I am in one.
Okay.
Or in several.
And, well, how long have you been in an open relationship?
Well, only a few months because I sort of was inspired by someone I met and she was in an open relationship and I thought, wow, that's really wicked and I thought I'd like to try it. So, I've been trying it. But I don't really have, an established... I really wouldn't call any of them really... relationship. It's not like one-on-one. It's not like if you're boyfriends or girlfriends or whatever. It's more like, I mean, it can be, but it's not for me. But, I have sex buddies, I guess you could say. And I have, friends that I have, intimacies with.
Yeah. Yeah.
And things like that. So in a sense that it is a relationship, but, it's not the heavily romantic.
It's just sort of several semi-serious relationships.
Yeah, it's very tongue-in-cheek at the moment. I don't want to be too serious because I don't see the point at my age of being like, oh, my God, I can't live without you inside.
In my heart.
Maybe. Yeah, in my heart. That's what I was going to say.
Well, I've got friends who have been together for a few years and class themselves as being in an open relationship. And I find it so unusual because they go out, they go and have dinner together, then they'll go to a club together, hang out and dance together, and then one of them will go, oh, I like him, and then walk away and go and be with this person and in the full view of the other person.
Yeah, I think that's a common sort of... I think that's a very common stereotype of it, though, because I think most people think, okay, so you might be in a relationship in a romantic sense, but you're allowed to have sexual explorations outside that romantic relationship, which is sort of like what polyamorous is, but being polyamorous or in an open relationship as such is more complex than that. It's not really that simple. I mean... It can be. I'm not saying it can't, but for most people who are polyamorists themselves, they don't see it that way.
And I suppose, like you say, I've never been in a relationship where it's been open, where there has been, we'll say to each other, it's fine if you go be with someone else.
Yeah.
That's cool
with
me.
Because most people have a connotation between love and sex.
Well, exactly. And a lot of people can differentiate that pretty hardcore.
Yeah, I guess also in our community, it seems, in the queer community, it seems like it's maybe more publicised as such, but it comes across quite rampant.
Well,
it's commonly accepted as a thing, you know?
Do you know, one funny thing I found when I was researching about this is that the purple triangle is a symbol for polygamy and for being in an open relationship.
Mm.
That's the same symbol for the GLBTIQ community. As well, the purple triangle. I always remember in primary school, people would draw a purple triangle on your on your piece of paper and like a test or something, you're handing it in and everyone would laugh about it, and I didn't understand what that meant.
Because I always thought it was the pink one, like a pink triangle.
Oh.
Because I mean, there's a sad story behind the pink triangle, but I mean, I always thought it was. That was like, maybe that's not GLBTI, maybe that's just for gay men. That's okay.
Yeah.
Confusing that. But.
So, yeah, it's funny about open places. What are your opinions? You can SMS on 0427-joy949, email on air, jump on the website. And check it all out and email us. Let us know what you think about open relationships. Maybe you're in an open relationship yourself. What are your views on that?
Yeah, I hope you guys are having a good happy Australia Day as well.
So, exactly. It is Australia Day.
Enjoying the fireworks outside that are blasting the night sky.
We can hardly see because we're just around the corner.
We can hear. Yeah. Oh, we can hear.
Oh, can we hear?
Oh, Generation oh, sweet Next. Jesus.
We'll be right back here. Generation Next, enjoy. Plenty on tonight's show. We've been talking about lots of different things. Open relationships, which Brangelina. Yeah, and talking about Facebook groups as well. Mm. And we were talking about one that was saying, you're not tanned, you're just effing orange, which I really love. And I was just going through all our trashy mags, and one got handed into the studio here with a picture of Amy Winehouse, who, of course, is not trashy at all. She's the classiest girl going around.
No, she's, like, full of, you know, boho chic. I mean, hobo chic. I love it.
Boho.
Oh, stop it. I love it.
And she has... it's quite a hilarious picture.
It is.
And it's a picture of her... orange as a pumpkin. I was going to say orange and orange, but it's not as good. No. And a picture of an Oompa Loompa, and God, they are similar. The bitch stole my look. Exactly right. Oh, dear. Good old Amy. When will she learn?
Oh,
dear.
I hope she lives to release her third album.
Yeah,
really
I was saying before, I was reading a website yesterday, I think it was, that has this guy who's doing premonitions. He could see into the future. And I don't know if he really can or not, but he was he had premonitions of the celebrities that are going to die this year. Mm. And he did one from a few years ago and he goes, I've got a premonition that an actress is going to die. And I thought, oh, well, that's quite good, isn't it? Fantastic.
Nicole
like three Kidman. Like Australian actresses died that year. So, I don't know.
Oh,
that's probably like an average thing, though.
Aww.
I don't know if he's...
I'd be very skeptical of that, personally. Yeah. But,
that's like saying, you know, three people die today.
Well, I mean, how many people die every day? It's like a few thousand.
I'm sure. Yeah, I don't know.
Unfortunately, it's a lot of people.
I don't know very much, really.
Well, I know it's like quite a large statistic. It's like maybe 10,000 or just
that's
under
10,000
people. Yeah, but it's like from all across the globe. So there's no one like Haiti. There's no huge disaster. There's no huge loss of death. It's just
so it's
very
an average.
It's very averaged, I guess.
Well, another thing that I learnt today on my travels around on Australian Day, I had a picnic down on the lake at Botanical Gardens, which was very nice.
Was that nice? Yeah.
A few friends.
Oh, nice.
And I learnt that skin condition that I always thought I was just a weirdo is actually a real thing. And, like, it's a lot of people have it. About half the population has.
So, you're obviously not talking about leprosy.
Oh, no. I got rid of that
ages ago.
I cut that thing off ages ago. This is called keratosis pilaris.
Oh, it sounds like a cocktail.
Yes, it does. Mm. Sounds like a very tasty cocktail.
Oh, yes.
Skin. Keratosis pilaris is the red dots on your arm. So, if some people... I know a lot of people who have it on their upper arm, these little tiny red little bumps all over their arms. And I always thought it was like a thing when I got cold, I'd get it and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah, they sort of look like goosebumps, don't they?
Yeah, or like, they do, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I used to think that my sister had them. I used to think that she had like got injected a few times or something. Because you know when you get injected...
They just stabbed her.
Yeah, but you know when they pull it out and there's like, you know, obviously pulls up some skin.
Yeah.
So you can get injected and stuff. But yeah, I always thought it was like that, like injection marks. I was like... Because I was really young and I just thought, oh, they must be injection marks. But they're not. But, yeah, I don't have those. I just have hair.
Well, exactly. And a lot of people do. But, like, I never really take notice. And sometimes they're really, really visible.
Really?
So, today we're talking about it. And I've learned that a lot of people have it. And it's completely harmless unless you scratch them or, you know, dig them out and pull your skin off or something like that.
Well, that's,
and apparently, if you have a good exfoliation routine, you can get rid of them pretty well. You can cover them up. But the worst thing is... there's no cure.
Oh.
So, don't stress people.
Poor things.
Apparently, vitamin A is supposed to be really good. So, too, with lactic acid and a few other different exfoliating creams. And plenty of sunlight. So, that's pretty interesting.
There's always a shining light at the end of the kidney tunnel. Mm-hmm. It often disappears with age. So, technically... Huh?
Or it can just get worse.
No, it wouldn't get worse. Let's inspire the listeners to be optimistic, not sort of like, I'm just going to go into the back room now. So it often disappears with age. So, you know, just don't fear aging, you know. You might get wrinkly and old and saggy, but hey, you won't have dots climbing up your arms.
Okay. They will be gone.
They will be gone.
The other thing I learned today is about apples. Now, I don't know if a lot of people suffer, I don't suffer from this, but my friend does.
No.
It is an allergy, apparently, to apples, that when you eat the apple, you get more hungry.
So, like apple intolerant, like lactose intolerant.
Yeah. It makes you more hungry. And she was saying that she'd have to wait for dinner. So, her dad would say, you're not going to be getting dinner yet. Dinner's 2 hours away. You have to sit there and wait for your dinner. So, she'd sit there and wait. She'd get to have an apple instead. And apparently, I don't know if it's like conditioning from that or what, but a lot of people get more hungry after eating an apple. And it comes from having a lot of carbs. Apples are basically purely carbs. So,
carbs are carbohydrates, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right, yeah. So, you like know, carb suicide.
As well.
It makes you... It fills you up, but then you just got this empty feeling in your stomach. Mm. So, there you go. That's what you've learned from
today. I always have that feeling.
I never stop eating.
Maybe that's a problem.
Ever.
But also about apples, just the same topic. Apples, apparently, I'm not sure if... I think it's real because it works for me, but it might be an urban myth, but I think it's real because it works for me. But anyways, apples also have this thing where it's like not caffeine, but it's like it's because they have a low GI that they last longer than coffee. So if you have like an apple in the morning, it's a lot stronger and it lasts, and you feel more awake during the whole day than if you just had like a cup of coffee in the morning and it just wears off by, you know, 12 or 11 or something.
So it's that low GI, it's like energy release.
Low sort of energy release of the natural apple, and I think that's really cool. So everyone start eating apples instead of coffee, and you know what, we might be able to lower, like, you know, climate change as well. Hey,
maybe,
you never know.
Potentially, possibly.
You never know.
anything will help. We've got a message in as well. In the last year, I developed a skin allergy to anything cold, water, wind, and I break out in a huge mozzie bite.
Like lumps. Oh, poor thing.
So that, you know, I've never heard of that.
I mean, if you get cold. So, if you get cold, well, I guess then just try and... I mean, this is probably a really stupid, like a dumb answer to it.
Are you ready for this, everyone?
Are you ready for this? Like, people, maybe stay, like, warmer.
Or take a jumper.
Well, yeah. You know, that's sort of the same thing. But,
yeah.
Well, hopefully it is. Hopefully the jumpers work and you're warm.
I've never heard of that, so I hope he checks it out.
Yeah, but perhaps just to be on the safe side of everything, not to freak out, but probably the best thing with things that are physical, go to your GP and see what they have to say, because they'll know whether it's, you know, something that's, you know, just harmless or something that needs to be looked into.
Well, I've never really thought about, you know, going to the doctor about my lumpy arms.
I always go to the doctor with a friend, because I really hate doctors.
Oh, really?
And so I always go with like my mum or my dad or one of my friends or something, because I'm sort of like, I hate doctors and hospitals and needles and blood and all these things. Like, oh my god, I don't want to go. So please come with me.
For checking out a skin allergy.
Oh, hells yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If I just pricked myself, like, by accident or something, I'm like, oh, my God, I need to go to the doctor.
Emergency.
Oh, my God.
Generation Next here, if you've got any other skin allergies or bleeding fingers or anything like that, or if you're talking about open relationships, whatever, 0427 JOY949. Haven't got long left. We want to hear from you right here on Generation Next. Yes, it is Leah Michelle from Glee, which I freaking love.
Oh, my God.
Glee. So fantastic. We're back here, Miller and Kyle here, talking about upcoming events now. And Midsummer, of course, is still happening. We had Carnival last week, or the week before, which was a great day. What else is coming up?
Well, there's a few things coming up, obviously. And one of the major things to kick off, really, the end of Midsummer is obviously the Pride March.
Yep.
So that's on Sunday the 7th of Feb from 1 until 3 p.m. And where is it? It's
down in St. Kilda?
Yeah, down in St. Kilda, exactly. Yeah, yeah. It's on Fitzroy Street.
Yeah.
So take the number 24 tram, I think. If you guys don't know sort of where St. Kilda is or anything like that, just come into the city, take number 24 tram, and it'll take you to St. Kilda.
And -18 is doing a big thing, as they did with Carnival.
Yeah, yeah.
They had a big tent, closed off area. a great thing for underage people. If you don't know anyone else who's going and you want to go along with someone and be, I suppose, supervised, and there's people there to help you out if you need to get there. It's the biggest gay celebration basically in Melbourne apart from Carnival now, yeah, to celebrate our diverse community.
That's so fun.
It is fantastic. Minus is meeting at Flinders Street Station.
Under the clocks.
Between 12:15, 12:30, and they'll take you there. So
yeah, and they're meeting under the clocks at Flinders Street. So yeah. Don't go spastic going, you know, different train stations and stuff. It's not there, it's the clocks. Go to the clocks,
go to the clocks. And look for Michael will be there, I suppose, and he'll be waving out to
look
everyone.
Look for a guy with blonde hair, like platinum blonde hair.
Platinum blonde. Oh, it's nearly white, I think.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Love you, Micah.
Love you, Micah. Also, we have a few events coming out. I was part of the whole... Before the 7th Feb, there's a huge midsummer sort of festival, and so there's different events happening all over the city. So if you guys are out and about and just feel like going to like some exhibitions or some plays or whatever else takes your fancy, but here's a few that we've got. The Fabtastic, I think it is.
Fabtastics.
Homewares, a Brighton cabaret. So that's at the Butterfly Club, and that's in Bank Street, South Melbourne. It's quite a good club, and that's from the 19th to the 27th of January, and it's open every single day, and concession $17. So
Fabtastics was at Midsummer. I caught that for a little bit, which was
really
fantastic. Yeah, very entertaining.
Yeah, he looks quite funny in the picture.
His little homewares costume.
Oh, hello. Oh, Prude.
Prude, I love it.
Prude, I love it. Stop it. And we've also got Shakespeare RNJ, which is Romeo and Juliet, but I think it stands for something else in this production.
Yep.
And it's Love's a Bitch. Loves the bitch.
It is a bitch. Oh, and Jesus. Then you die.
January, and that goes from January the 27th to the 30th at the Gasworks, not Glasshouse, at the Gasworks Arts Park. And that's pretty cool by the looks of it. It doesn't have pricing, that's right. But, check that out because that looks really cool. And we've also got... I was part of drag school with -18, the -18 drag school, and it was so, so much fun. So, guys, check that out. There's a video on -18. If you go onto the -18 website, check that out, and you'll see me and my gorgeous self as, like, my lovely drag Paris Lauper, like Prince.
Yep.
Prince Lauper. Jesus, Paris Lauper. Where did I get that from? No. Prince Lauper. Sorry. Sorry, Prince Lauper. Like Prince than Cyndi Lauper, obviously. But anyways.
Are you talking to yourself now?
I think so. I think I've just gone through the fourth wall and just reached insanity. But anyway, at the City Library, there's actually a little exhibition of all the paintings and pictures. And if you guys want to, you know, get into a group and save up some money and buy one, I'd be like so delighted if you bought yourself a painting of me.
Of
that's,
you.
Yes. Yeah. Not a painting print. But anyways, that's at the City Library, and that goes until, I think, until February. Until like early February. So you go to that. And also, I think there's a regional drag school coming up pretty soon. All that will be on
-18.org.au. All those details as well will be on our website, on our blog. You can get to us through the Joy website, joy.org.au. Love it. It's the best website going around. Like I said last week, every week I say it's the best website going around. You can't go wrong.
I think also Carnival. I think Carnival was, if you guys didn't go to it was the one in Alexandra Gardens, and it's sort of like the kickoff to Midsummer, and it's really exciting because they have stalls, they have dancing, they have like, it's like full on English fair.
Yeah.
You know, it's great.
Do you know what? When I was on my way here to Joy today, I was in the Botanical Gardens, and I came through where, you know, Alexandra Gardens there, where Midsummer was last week. And it was so empty and
boring. I know, it's sort of sad, isn't it?
Where is everybody? Yeah. And my favourite bit of Carnival was the baby oil wrestling.
Yeah, that was,
so fantastic. Carnival next year will be even bigger and better, I think. You know, the whole crew that organised that just did a fantastic job. So
yeah, it was epic.
And get the Midsummer Guide, it's on the website. And just check it out on the internet because there's, like I said, there's plenty happening, more than what we can sort of go through.
Yeah, it's like a huge book. Like, listen. Maybe that doesn't sound like no, that's not what it sounded like. It sounded like a book, which it was.
It sounded exactly like the Midsummer Guide.
You know, it's Wow, total embarrassment there.
Lucky the no one can say this.
It's the midsummer. Don't say that. It's the midsummer celebrating queer culture. So yeah, check that out because you can get them. I guess you can get them here at Joy, and you can get them in lots of different places around the city.
Or in Melbourne.
Check that out. Yeah.
Very good. We'll be right back here on Generation Next. Plenty more to talk about. Don't forget, there's about 6 minutes.
Oh
to
my
SMS
God,
us
6 minutes
about your skin conditions. We want to hear all about it.
Oh.
Right here on Generation Next. We'll be right back. Generation Next. Joy 94.9. Another big show. It's all over again. It's gone very, very quickly, which is a sad, sad occurrence.
Yeah.
It's Miller's first show. You've passed the test. You've done very well.
Yeah, you got introduced to the magnificence that is me.
Watch out, everyone.
Just not to toot my own horn or anything.
No, of course not.
Or wave around the Midsummer Guide again, but...
Yeah, please don't do
no,
that.
No, I won't.
That wasn't pleasant.
I'll just shake the bottle.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, another big show. We talked about absolutely plenty. Too much tonight we talked about. Oh. We talked about your favourite Facebook groups, and there's plenty of those out there. Keep joining them. I think people who say, stop joining Facebook groups... are bad people.
They're just sad losers.
Bad people. Yeah. Got no friends.
Got no friends.
Join as many as you can. There's like I say, I have 273.
How many friends do you have? 273?
No, I have 1,014.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, maybe that's why you get bombarded with like 270 requests every single day or whatever.
It's okay.
You know, it's okay.
It makes me feel popular.
I'm famous. So, like, whatever.
Don't even worry about it.
I don't even have, like, 500 people. I've got, like, maybe 412.
Well, get adding.
Oh.
That's all you do. You just
that's
go...
what I have to start doing, yeah. Click, click, click. Just add randomly. Network.
Yep. We also chatted about different types of relationships. So, we mainly talked about open relationships. Angelina wants an open relationship.
I wonder what they'll become once Brangelina has split apart.
Oh.
I wonder.
Brangelina. I don't know.
They'll probably just become Brad and Angelina again.
Here's
maybe.
A project. Think about it and tell us next week. If you've got any ideas, you can also SMS as well. You've got 3 minutes.
Oh, you've got 3 minutes. Come on, people. Come on. Get those fingers on the thinking. Dial.
And, of course, the skin condition that I didn't even know that I had.
Delicious. I'd love to just scrape that off and put it into this, like, caviar dish and serve it to rich people and be like...
I'll keep going in the sun because I figure if I burn, it'll match the colour of the dots.
Incinerate them? Oh, okay.
Or incinerate them, whatever.
Just incinerate the dots.
Oh, dear. This is Generation Next. Colin Miller with you here. Check out our blog. As soon as you can. I'm going to do it tomorrow because there's nothing changed.
Yeah.
So do it tomorrow. Probably check out our blog. See the Joy website, joy.org.au. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back next week at Tuesday, 9 p.m. as we do every single week. Tony's up next with Reality Check.
Oh, it's been fun, Kyle. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. And we'll hear from you very soon.
I'm going to bring in a cake next time.
Really?
What do I look like?
Come back every day.
Come, you're my new best friend.
Yeah, right now is Kylie Minogue. Got to play a bit of Kylie while we're here on Joy.
Nudity.
I love this song.
Joy 94.9. Generation Next Joycast.